It's time for Insights with Zion Matthew, exclusively on In Season.
And of course, it is the time of the day or of the morning. Every single Thursday, we get to hang out with Zion. He gets to clear his diary. Guys, you have no idea what this means. He gets to clear his diary just to be with me and you and give us insights on topics that are relatable today. Good morning, Zion. How are you doing?
Good morning and a fabulous morning to all of our viewers from around the world. I am very, very, very well today and looking forward to this beautiful long weekend ahead of us. It's going to be phenomenal. It's
yeah. Phenomenal. Well, I can't relate with regards to the long weekend because I'm here tomorrow. But I'm glad that you are with us this morning. I love this morning's topic. Talk us through what inspired it.
You know, there's such a divide in the body of Christ these days, whether miracles still happen mm-hmm. or whether miracles are something that's just happened in the past in Bible days. And I think as we get into this, there's going to be faith that's going to rise in the hearts of God's people again to believe the Lord, to see their breakthrough manifest. And as many of you that are watching, I'm encouraging you to share this broadcast right now and invite someone that is believing God for their breakthrough to listen in today. Something's going to happen for you.
Come on. And jumping straight to it, are miracles still present or do they still happen in this day and age? Or maybe they're a thing of the Bible times, of the ancient times? And also, how can we be sure that they are still active in our lives today?
You know, in 2 Kings chapter number 6, verse number 17, Elijah, his servants saw an army surrounding them, and fear consumed him until Elijah prayed. He said, "Lord, open his eyes," and instantly the servant's vision shifted, and he saw the chariots of fire that were surrounding them. The miracle was already there. He just could not see it. Sure. And that's how many of us, in the realm of the Spirit, Jesus said, "Pray that my kingdom come on the earth as it is in heaven." So the miracle, the breakthrough that we are waiting for is already established and done in the heavens. We are awaiting that breakthrough on the earth realm. Miracles have never stopped lacking. The issue is not whether they exist or not, but can we perceive them? John chapter number 11, verse number 40, Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you would believe, you would see my glory?" Number two, supernatural is not an event. It's a realm and a dimension in God. Those who live in faith don't just witness miracles. They walk in them. The Bible says, "In him we live, we move, and have our being." Number three, every miracle has an appointed time, but most people give up before it manifests. Habakkuk chapter number 2 says, "Though it tarries, we must wait for it."
Come on.
Check this out. The greatest evidence of miracles today is not in the history books. It's your own testimony.
True.
How many of us would have still not been here today? Look at our lives. We could have been dead, broken, lost. We're still here. And that is a miracle in itself.
Come on.
The supernatural, not for the future. It is for the here and the now. Heaven is waiting for someone to be bold enough to pull it through and pull it down.
Come on. Sure. Are you that particular someone this morning, bold enough to pull down the miracle or put it through? And maybe just having a personal edge to this conversation, have you been in a situation, Zion, where, you know, it was so impossible that only a miracle could change it?
Saki, you know, that's such a loaded question because I have walked a life of miracles and I'll never forget where it started. I was 10 years old. It was a Monday afternoon. We come from a very, very poor background because we must not mistake miracles with healings. Miracles and healings are different, okay? We're talking about miracles today. I was 10 years old. My mama comes up to me. We were poor. The poor people thought we were poor, as I always say. And we had one last meal to cook that night. And my mama's friends, who had kids, babies that were like 2 and 3 years old, came to us, you know, and said that they don't have any food that night. And I'll never forget, my mama came up to my room and she said to me, "Listen, we can just make do tonight. Can we take that last meal and give it to this lady?" And I was like, absolutely, because my mama was a woman of faith and she taught me at that young age to be a man of faith. Saki, we gave that meal to the lady and we had nothing to eat that night. Nothing to eat that night.
Sure.
And then 25 past 5, that evening, the Lord said to me at 10 years old, go down to your post box. And I was like, Lord, I checked for mail when I came from school earlier and there was no mail. And the Lord said, go down to your post box. Saki, I was obedient to the Lord at 10 years old. I walked down my pathway to my post box. And there was, at that time, I'm talking about 38 years ago, there was 220 Rand notes rolled up and left on my stoop. I want to tell you that night we had a better meal than we gave away. And I want to tell many of you that are living this life right now outside of the supernatural power of God, you are missing out. From that day, my life became marked with a life of miracles. We have prayed for people that could not have children, that gave birth not to one, but to multiple children. We have seen that. Of the Lord. I've seen it. I'm beyond convincing. I'm beyond any kind of theological debate regarding this because I have seen it with my own life.
Sure. Come on. Come on. Listen, so in actual fact, in layman's terms, miracles are not a thing of the ancient days. And speaking of which, what is the difference between a miracle and a coincidence? And how can someone tell if God is working supernaturally in their lives?
You know, in Genesis 22, Abraham raised his knife to sacrifice Isaac. Mm-hmm. But right there, the Bible says, there appeared a ram caught in the bush. A coincidence? Mm-mm. A ram had been climbing up the other side of the mountain even before Abraham knew that he needed it. Even before Abraham knew that he needed a ram, that ram was already crawling up or climbing up that mountain. A miracle is divinely orchestrated by God. It carries the fingerprints of heaven and aligning with God's perfect timing. Go ahead, all of you that are watching right now, and share this broadcast. Listen, coincidences are accidental, but miracles answer prayers even before your prayers are spoken.
Sure.
And the Lord said, before they call, I will answer. Check this out. Miracles have an undeniable mark of divine intervention. Shifting impossible circumstances into divine possibility. Jesus said, with men, these things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. The moment you stop calling a miracle a coincidence, that's when you'll start to see it manifest in your life.
Sure.
Because there are no coincidences in the kingdom, only divine appointments disguised as ordinary moments. And Saki, I'm telling you, God is setting us up. In our ministry for the last 5 years, from the time COVID began, we begin to call March our miracle month. March, my miracle month. And as I'm speaking right now, there are many people, go ahead, share this broadcast, that are believing God for breakthrough. And I declare the word of the Lord over you today, that even before this month is over, you shall receive something that is uncommon, going to happen from a heavenly perspective regarding your life. You got to posture yourself to receive it. It's going to be phenomenal.
Come on. It's going to be phenomenal. Please do come back next broadcast if you walked in that and share your testimony. What are the biggest things that blocks people, Zion, from receiving the miracles? And how can they break free from those things?
In 2 Kings chapter number 4, we see the story of a widow on the edge of a financial ruin. The Bible says that they came to repossess. It was so bad that they came to repossess her own sons, her own children. And she cried out to the prophet and said, listen, my husband was a righteous man. Look what's happening in my life. And many of us are saying, listen, we lived our lives for God. We're serving God. Look what's happening. But you've got to understand that the man of God asked her, what is it that you have in your house? She says, I have a little bit of oil. But he was not just interested in the oil. He was asking her, does she have capacity for more? So he said to her, go and borrow vessels. And many of us, God cannot give us what we are trusting God for because we are limited in God by how much of capacity we have to receive. Now, you got to understand, small thinking limits your miracles. Your faith determines the size of your breakthrough. Number two, the atmosphere that you are in matters. Miracles do not manifest in atmospheres that is filled with doubt. We see in the book of Mark chapter number 5, verse number 40, that Jesus had to put out the doubters before raising Lazarus' daughter from the dead.
Yeah.
There are people that do not God wants you to break through. So you've got to guard your atmosphere with the atmosphere of faith. Mm-hmm. Number three, delayed obedience is disobedience. Some people are waiting for God to move while God is waiting for them to act.
Mm,
check this out. John chapter number 2, verse number 7, Jesus was about to turn water into wine. He asked them to fill the jars with water, and then the water became wine.
Yeah.
What instruction has God given you that you have not yet fulfilled? And this is why you are delayed in your breakthrough and in your miracle. And check this out. The enemy fights revelation.
Mm.
Satan's fear is not just that a miracle is going to happen to someone, but in understanding that miracles are our inheritance. The only thing that qualifies me for miracles is that I'm a blood-bought saint of God, that is a child of God. I do not have to do anything because Jesus has done it all.
Yes.
Check this out. Your miracle is not waiting on heaven. Your miracle is waiting on your obedience.
Sure. Your miracle is not waiting on heaven. It is waiting on your obedience. Zion this morning is helping us unpack if miracles still happen to this day. That answer is yes, and it is waiting on your obedience. You can share this broadcast, as he says, far and wide, because you never know who needs to hear this particular message for this morning. Have we become so focused on receiving a miracle that we miss the fact that maybe God, might be calling us to be a miracle to someone else?
Absolutely. In Luke chapter number 9, a hungry crowd followed Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the disciples were about to turn them away and say, listen here, send them away.
Yeah.
Jesus looked at the disciples and he said, you give them something to eat. The miracle wasn't in what they lacked. It was in what they were willing to give.
Mm.
You got to understand that someone is waiting for you to stand up and show up. They are waiting for their miracle, but they are also waiting for their miracle.
Sure.
Let me say that again.
Yeah.
They're not only waiting for their miracle, they are waiting for their miracle carrier. Miracles don't just flow to you. They flow through you. The man that was lame in the book of Acts, the Bible says that Peter and Paul said to him, silver and gold have I none, but such that I have. Every single one of us are walking miracles. We have the ability to release something to somebody every single day.
Mm.
If you are asking for provision, look around. Who is in need? Your miracle could be hidden in your willingness to serve somebody else's.
Sure.
Because I say it like this, Lucky.
Yeah.
What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you.
Mm.
Number four, every great revival or move of God or supernatural breakthrough started not with a demand, but with a surrender. It started with a surrender. Stop waiting for a miracle. Become one. That's what Reinhard Bonnke said. Become one.
Become one. Become one. Listen, I absolutely love and treasure this moment this morning. Absolutely love this broadcast in particular. It is halfway through the last hour of the show. Before I let you go, how can someone who's listening, including myself, shift from just, expecting miracles to just happen and drop from the sky to actually living a lifestyle, where they see and release these miracles every single day?
Listen, I say it like this to my team members. I live in a constant expectation of heaven invading my world on a daily basis and God supernaturally moving into my life and my space to do outrageously enormous things for me that's going to push me into the next level of my destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So expectation, the breeding ground for miracles. You expect nothing, nothing is what you're going to get.
Mm.
Check this out. In Matthew chapter number 14, Peter saw Jesus walking on water, right? And just being amazed, like sometimes we look at a Benihim meeting or someone else and we're just amazed, wow. Instead of just being amazed, Peter stepped out of the boat and he began to walk on water.
Mm.
Now, you've got to understand that Jesus invited him into the realm of the supernatural, and God on a daily basis invites us into the realm of the supernatural. Can you believe me? Do you believe that it can be done? Do you believe it can be possible? Many of you are waiting for miracles, breakthroughs in your healing, in your life, and God is continuously inviting us, like he invited Peter, walk on water with me. Number one, miracle watchers never experience what miracle walkers do. people that will stand and watch it, and we want to judge it. Did miracles end? You are a watcher. Mm-hmm. You're never going to experience what water walkers do.
Come on.
Number two, the supernatural is attracted to boldness. I remember I was preaching up in Pietermaritzburg, and one day the spirit of faith came on me, and I called everyone that was sick to come and stand on the platform. I think there was about 27 people. We put our chairs on the platform, and we sat and ministered healing to every single person that night, and the Spirit of God was there to heal. And now I know that there are people that fabricates miracles and fabricates things. We're very aware of that. But we also know that Jesus is still the miracle worker in our generation. Also check this out. Listen, a life of intimacy with the Holy Spirit, and the byproduct of a life of intimacy has to be miracles. It has to be signs and wonders. Mm. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And we have got to live in a constant expectation, living in the presence of the Lord, in a constant expectation for God to tear open the heavens and do the miraculous for us.
Come
in
on.
Our time.
Sure. Listen, if you missed it, do not worry. It's up on Facebook, on YouTube for you to share to any single person that you will be thinking of while you will be watching. Before I let you go, Zion, this coming weekend, what will you be guys up to?
Tomorrow, public holiday in South Africa, in Cape Town, Awake the Nations in 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood. I am hosting something called Mentor Me for Ministry. Mentor Me for Ministry. You're a young person. You have a call of God in your life. You want to be mentored for ministry absolutely free of charge. I'm going to be doing a mentoring session. You have to register. Details are on my Facebook page. And then this coming Sunday at 11 o'clock, I'm completing my final message on when your scrolls in heaven are open, also happening at Awake the Nations in Cape Town, 31 Kimberley Street. It's going to be awesome. Once again, Saki, thank you for this awesome opportunity. CCFM is the best radio station in the world. We love you. Go ahead, share this broadcast with people even after this broadcast ends, and we will see you next time, same place, same time, on CTFM 107.5.
You heard it. You heard it right here on 107.5. Thank you, Zion, once again. We'll be catching you next week. Thank you so much and enjoy your long weekend. Right, if you missed it, it is up on our Facebook and also on our YouTube page. Thanking Nicole Basson, the likes of Nicole Basson, Ruth, who are tuned in from Facebook, Melissa, we see you, Reggie, Kathy, all of these messages that are coming through on our WhatsApp, Facebook line, that is rather Ethel, Anita, Lucretia, beautiful name, by the way. Thank you so much, Deborah, for tuning in through our Facebook page. Please do go ahead and share this broadcast far and wide. Wrapping up, of course, the segment of Insights with Zion.